watches, cause it's all about the paper. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul, grab a spliff and start burning. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.
Here we go. What's up, everybody? Here we are, the after show, but later, episode number 195. And we are here.
Hey, I'm Gina.
Getting ready for you guys. El Cocuy, how did the week look? What are you looking for? What are some things you want to get to right off the bat? What do you want to wait for until later? Let me know. We'll run however you want to today.
There's something I got to get off my chest right now.
What's up?
When we are critical and we have stuff to say, we say it. And we don't hesitate, and we're unfiltered, and you know, we try to maintain it as much as we can, but we say what's on our mind. That's what this show's about.
Yeah.
So with the good, with the bad always has to come the good. We can't be one-sided, and we have to call it how we see it. And I don't know if you saw what I saw this week, but I saw a very enjoyable spot. I really did. All of my previous complaints about things that, you know, that I didn't like that was going on. I don't know. He personality wise, and as far as what he contributes to the show, reminded me of what he used to contribute to the show before the negative outburst.
Yeah.
It was very refreshing. And I just wanted to say that I noticed it. I enjoyed it. And thank you, Spot, if you're listening.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you say that, because I think it was Wednesday's show that I had that same thought. And I was like, you know what? He's been awfully pleasant this week to where I feel like even before all of the, you know, new lifestyle and shit came out, there was months before that where there was a lot of tension, right? He was always pissed off about something. He's always just had a lot of energy, I guess, that was built up that he needed to get off his chest.
I don't know if you want to just do it yourself. 5 years ago, there was none of that.
Outbursts like that.
There wasn't any of that before. And so it's thrown us through a loop.
I felt like it was pre-Patreon Spot that we got. Because even before, when they came to Patreon, Spot was already, like, I listened, I don't remember, to the most recent, to the very first Covino and Rich on Patreon.
Right.
And even then, you know, he was like, oh, the flex cam, and he was flexing and shit. Right.
Right.
And this was even before that. That's how I felt like Spot was this week. I don't know if he, you know, maybe stress in his life has calmed down or come down or what it was, but it was almost to the point after Wednesday's show where I was like, I was going to text him and be like, hey man, like I really enjoyed you on the show today, or I really enjoyed the show or whatever.
Right.
And I didn't, because I was like, yeah, fucking, I mean, whatever. And I know he would have probably appreciated it, because I mean, everybody likes a little, you know, thumbs up every once in a while, but I ended up not.
Thumbs up where, bro?
I don't know. But yeah, but I were
talking about pinkies.
I really did. I had, it's so funny that you say that.
Thumbs?
Because I had that same thought this week where I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe he watched this fool and he's chilling now. I don't know. So speaking of this fool, how is it? You like it? You dig in season 2? Have you finished it?
Oh, I finished that shit. I turned it on and I finished it like in 2 or 3 days, man. That shit, it was great. It was great. It had some, I liked the characters. I liked that dude's old lady. I forgot. I always forget his name. The little gangster fucker. But
fucking Creeper, what's his name on the show?
Is it Luis?
Luis. No. Yeah, it's Luis. It's fucking Luis. Julio. Hey, I told you, Julio started following us on fucking on Twitter. Which is cool, because you know, usually like I'll fucking I think the tweet that he ended up following us, because I had put like, this fool is dope this season. You know, we saw Jesus Trejo, we saw Felipe Esparza, we saw there's that dude from TikTok, that fat Mexican dude.
Fucking
you know,
yeah, he's from Hanford, bro. He's what's his name, fucking Gabriel, I don't know, but I know some who you're shit. Talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well I saw all of them, and so I was like, hey, I was like, when are we gonna see Steve Covino on there? So I tweeted at Chris Estrada, who's Julio. I was like, hey, if you know a guy let's get him on there, you know?
Yeah.
And after that, he followed us and I was like, oh, that was cool, man. So what was your question about that?
So tell me this, bro, because I've been around a lot of Hispanic families growing up and been really tight with a few of them for sure. Mm-hmm. And every one of them that I've been tight with has at least one Julio. He kind of don't really fit in with everybody else, but he's part of the family, so he's cool with everybody else. But he's always kind of doing some out there shit on his own that none of the other family does.
I honestly, I'm probably the Julio. I mean, dog, come on. I mean,
the rich.
I play fucking guitar. I'm into fucking pop music. I'm like, Doug, I'm like, my parents were married until my dad died. I'm like, everything about me was out of the ordinary in my family. You know what I'm saying?
What about, I don't want to play a spoiler alert. What about fucking Tambien Mambien? That was fucking great. Where fingers were all
Doug, man. That was the funniest shit. I thought, you know what I thought was going to happen?
She's a cunt.
I thought they were going to kill him off when he got his head hit on the fan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're going to fucking kill his ass off of this, you know? And, but no, they just left him all fucking.
He's all mangled.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was
Mario Rangel, bro.
It was, Doug, that shit was so fucking funny.
I was, you know, rolling.
The first episode, I did not like it. And I was talking to Luis today and he was like, bro, he was like that fucking, cause I had told him he was going to start it like last week or some shit. And I was like, dog, I was like, that first episode fucking sucked because I hadn't watched any more. And I was like, man, I thought they were going to bring it this season and this and this. And I was disappointed and all this shit.
Mugs, not thugs.
And then remember they started with the rooster and shit?
Yeah. And you know what? And tell me the neighborhoods, bro, in the audio, someone got a rooster. You know, yeah, fucking sleeping. Dog,
no shit. We see roosters all the time. Sometimes I'm like driving with Kennedy and she'll roll the window down and be like, Mr. Rooster, Rooster. She'll start fucking yelling at them because they just start walking through the fucking neighborhood. They'll be walking in the middle of the street.
Rooster in Ensenada.
But that first episode, you know what? I might have to watch it again because Luis was saying it was dope. Covino was saying it was dope. And I was like, fuck, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it again
too. I liked it,
but I didn't like that first episode.
I watched like four that day because of that episode.
Oh, not me. See, I watched that one and I don't know. I turned it off. I was like, fuck, I'm going to watch another one tomorrow. And I was like, man, I hope this whole season ain't like this, but dog, that season, like when they had, remember when his like aunt is working for that lady that she hits.
Yep.
And
I want to play who's hotter in a second too.
Okay. I don't know why, but all of them in a fucking way. I thought about that as I was watching it. I was like, these ghetto ass bitches,
or fucking the mom with the kid, bro.
Or Maggie dating
the mom with the kid. Remember?
Yeah, yeah. There was one scene where the mom with the kid is in the bathroom, and she's like sitting on like a little chair or some shit. It's like there's like a vanity or something.
Yeah.
And she looks thick as fuck right there. So there's like a good thick, like she's got like gray sweatpants and she's like talking to Julio or some shit. So I don't know. That's a good question. But when I saw the episode, Doug, when the episode where they had the lady that got hit, her son shows up and he starts talking about, he's trying to talk to the fucking tía in Spanish. Mm-hmm. But Doug, that sounded exactly like me trying to talk Spanish. He was like, he's all telling, like, we're going to take him to a home. He's like, donde muerte or muerto ahorita or something, like saying like they're going to die early or some shit.
Die.
Oh, dog, I was fucking rolling because I just thought, I was like, damn, if I encounter, because I've encountered people like that don't know a lick of English, right? She does, but he doesn't know that.
Right.
So I've encountered people like that. And dog, I try to break out my broke ass Spanish and just trying to get the point across. Yeah. And that is exactly how I fucking look.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Like, I'm fucking on day like 355 of my Duolingo. My shit's going good. Like all my little lessons and shit, boom, boom, boom. I'm going right through that shit. I'm buzzing through it. But when it's time to and I can hear it and now I can understand it. So I can understand about 75% of everything, but that don't mean I can respond. Not yet.
That's yeah, that and see, that's the thing, is that you have to use it to actually do that. And dog, there's so many people that I work with, that I know, that are friends of mine, that didn't know English until they were maybe in high school. Mm-hmm. And they're like in their, you know, mid-20s to early 30s. So they've, you know, been speaking English like 15 years, maybe. There's one girl I know, she's my age. She learned English when she was 21 and she's 35 now. And so I'm like, damn,
that makes people this, like me feel worse.
Like Doug, I'm like, that's crazy as fuck. Because to me, there's a girl named Cynthia that I know. She's a friend of my sister. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, she's like, Daniel, she was like, and she's Doug, she's cool as fuck because she's confident as fuck. And like we were at work one time and she was talking to this dude, right? She was running a booth where like she had like, you know, to talk to them about whatever. The dude walks away and she goes, Daniel, I go, what? Cause I was running my little shit next to her. Right. She goes, he didn't understand anything I said. And I go, hey, whatever. It's all good. You talk to him with confidence and shit. And that's why they can speak it fluently, because they go, fuck it. They put their ego off to the side and they just do it. You know?
Well, where I was always best was when I was trying to help at the grocery store, because then I'm entering a situation voluntarily, because I'm saying necesite, you know, ayuda. And so I'm asking, do you need help? And then I'm in at that point.
Yeah.
But now I got a couple people that I know that I speak Spanish to that they don't speak no English. So I'm trying to work that out.
But Doug, I had a lady real quick, just let me interject. I had a lady real quick the other day. She calls, right, my office, and she's like, hey, do you speak Spanish? Dog, this is how she sounds. Exactly like I'm talking to you. I'm like, hello. She's like, hey, do you speak Spanish? I go, no. She goes, is there somebody there that I can talk to that speaks Spanish? I'm like, bitch, your fucking English is better than mine. What the fuck are you talking about? You know?
Right. And then whoever you need to translate for, you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was her calling about herself. So I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. But I don't know. She was like, and then she mentioned somebody in the office that speaks Spanish. And I was like, go ahead. I'll give them to you, whatever.
Yeah, but fuck, ain't my problem anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But
you fucking go. Have at it.
No, see, Doug, and it's funny because like Funky Monkey said that she said that her teacher passed her out of pity. For me, it's funny because
I got a story similar to that.
Doug, I passed Spanish 101. Well, in high school, Spanish 1 and Spanish 2. I did all that shit. In college, I passed Spanish 101, 102, 201, 202, and Spanish 115, which was conversational. All of them. I passed them all with fucking A's. So on paper, dog, I could sit there and I could fucking read shit and I could write out a sentence, you know, responding to it. I can do all the conjugations, the regular verbs, all that shit, but I don't use it. So in a real life situation, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm fucked, because I never had an issue like with the academic side of it. That shit was like fucking on paper. You know, yo quiero, tú quieres, él, ella quiere, ellos quieren, nosotros queremos. Like, all that shit was fucking easy. You know, like, that was easy as fuck to me. But then now putting everything together is what fucks me, you know?
Fucking, Mito, when Mito was in high school, he was taking Spanish and he was getting an F. And I don't remember what happened. If they called it, he called him up in front of the class or something happened, right? And the fucking teacher was a white dude. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm scared of on the app. And that's why I'm glad I got friends that speak Spanish to kind of like cross-reference. But he said the fucking, you know, the teacher called him out. And he's like, look, man, you take that white-ass fucking book Spanish that you're fucking speaking, and you take your white ass across the fucking border to Tijuana, and they're going to laugh your ass all the way back to fucking San Diego. He said, because half that shit doesn't fucking, it don't work like that. He said, how many words do we use in English like ain't and, you know, all y'all or whatever region you're from? There is words that are made up specifically to that region, especially like the Bay Area. There's like thousands of words in the Bay that don't even make the dictionary, that only like Bay motherfuckers or people that know people from the Bay even can comprehend. You can talk to someone from the Bay Area and not understand a word they said, and it was all English.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So. He told him, he just said, you could laugh, you know, they're going to laugh your ass back. He goes, that shit doesn't work like that. He goes, you're dealing with field workers and the poor, and like, there's a poverty level. It's different. They don't speak your fucking Spanish.
Yeah. Right?
That's some like university shit.
Having shit like, you know, we will go to the movie tonight. is different than the way you're gonna actually talk, right? Like if you're saying,
"Hey, we finna roll PJ movies," you fucking lazy ass. You're late. Hurry the fuck up.
Right. You're like, how the fuck? Like, yeah, no, it's very true. And I think part of it is when I learned like the formal shit, well, because they also taught us.
Well, they teach you, Daniel, if you don't hurry, we won't make it to the movie on time.
Yeah.
Who fucking says that shit? Even
like andale, cabrón. Vete pa allá, you know, or whatever. Like,
way.
You know, exactly. But dog, there was like we learned like vosotros and shit, right? Like shit they only use in Spain. Like, listen, teach me shit they're going to use in San Luis right over the border. Right. I don't need to know what the fuck they're going to say in Spain.
If I break down on the toll fucking free road, if I'm on the free road, not even the toll road that goes by the water with the better road. If I'm on the toll free road on my way from fucking Lompoc to Ensenada, and I'm in the between that long ass stretch of Puerto Nuevo and Ensenada, and I get a flat, I need the shit that if someone pulls over to help me out of the kindness of their heart, that we can fucking have it a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like even like they
talk about pinche llanta no sirve. You know, like,
yeah, no. You know, well, like, they even said something like fucking for Thanksgiving, bro. It was like, gracias for fucking the day of thanks, bro. It was like they did some fucking long ass shit. He goes, bro, don't ever say that again.
Yeah.
He goes, no. He goes, cuz I'm telling you right now, just don't ever say that word again, no matter what. Just hit delete. Don't say that word.
Yeah. No. And the thing is, dog, and see, it's funny because there's a chick that I work with that she knows a gang of Spanish, right? She's fucking bilingual by every fucking, you know, definition of it. And I asked her, cause I was like, oh yeah, did you grow up speaking Spanish or what? Cause she's Americanized as fuck. And she's like, no, she's like, I didn't learn Spanish till I was like in my 20s. And I was like, for real?
Miguel either, bro. Miguel was like 12.
When he learned English. Spanish?
English.
Oh no, this one knew. She didn't speak Spanish until then.
Oh.
So, and I asked her, I was like, so how did you get so fluent? And she's like, I just fucking used it. And she's like, people would make fun of me and shit. She was like all the fucking, like she's like, all the Mexicans and shit would be like, laugh at me. She goes, and I would tell them, then fucking tell me the right way. And they would tell me, she goes, but I had to fucking not care that they were making fun of me.
For sure.
To do it.
Comfort zone.
And, but you know what though, when they were teaching her, how people normally speak, you know, they weren't teaching her like voy a la playa para jugar en la agua, you know, like it wasn't shit like that. It was real talk, like fucking, hey, motherfucker, get out the way, you know, like the way people really talk. So yeah,
for sure. No, you know, what's crazy is I knew this chick in our neighborhood, you know, if they know me and they're listening to the show from growing up with me, they know her too. Her name's Janae. And I remember she told me like she went through a period where she was only fucking with paisanos, bro. That was it. If you spoke English, you were disqualified. And straight out. And she got blonde hair. I mean, she's as white as they come. Snow white. And fucking, anyways, she wanted to learn Spanish. So she's in the environment. You know, obviously, that's all her dude speaks. So she fucking whatever. And she said one day she was smoking a blunt. And she was getting keyed. And, you know, tuning in her antennas or whatnot. And she watched them speak Spanish to the dog. And the dog understood. And she's high as fuck. And she's like, hold on. If the fucking dog can learn Spanish, what's my problem? Right? Because he understood both. And the dog understood both.
Yeah.
And so she's like, why can't I understand both? And then
the dog's bilingual, but I'm not.
Bro, and that's what she said. And so she said, she started watching novellas and same shit, just putting herself out there. I mean, I don't want to bullshit you and say she had similar stories like the one you just shared. But I'm sure she got made fun of, bro. She was the only white girl there with blonde hair. I'm sure learning wasn't the easiest process. They're
you know what,
45
though?
Modelos deep and fucking, you know, whatever. She's getting made fun of for sure.
Sometimes I'm like, I wish that I fucking like had blonde hair and blue eyes and shit. Cause I feel like you get a little bit more of a pass because they understand that, you know, me, they're like, your dad was born in Mexico. What the fuck you mean you don't know Spanish?
You are having a different standard for sure.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
When I do it, they're impressed.
Yeah, exactly, right?
You know what I mean? It's not even if I fuck up, they're like, no, I stopped being. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I did, you know. And
Like I had said the other day, we were doing, it was me and it was a few people. And I said, a mí también, when the correct shit is yo también. Right. And so this dude starts bagging on me. He's like, this motherfucker, a mí también. And he's like, a mí también. And I'm like, fuck, dog. I'm like, you know, motherfucker, I'm trying, you know? And I'm like, And so then like later we were fucking around. We were like, I don't know what he told me. And I was like, motherfucker, are you really going to try to go off of my Spanish? I'm like, you know, I just said, a mí también back there, kick back. And so he was like, oh yeah, you know, we were all talking shit. But right. It is like, oh, you don't know it's yo también? I'm like, fuck, I fucked up, all right? I'm sure if I sat down at a textbook, I would know it's yo también. But in fucking no, and the conversation.
Back there, you do know it's fucking that.
Yeah. Everyone assumes my little sister speaks Spanish because her name is Veronica. I never knew that was a thing. She never knew what was a thing. That people assume you speak Spanish because you're fucking Mexican or what?
Bro. Oh. So the guys were talking about gyms. Did you hear about the gym conversation?
Refresh me. I don't know off the top of my head.
Watch where they're talking about gyms and whatnot and fucking, dude, we got a mean ass Joe, the luxury gym, fucking, do you have a nice ass gym, like a Globo gym in your area?
Not nice. Our nicest one is locally owned.
Oh shit.
That Veronica that is the name of Spanish. Most speaker. Veronicas it is.
Do.
A lot of Veronicas are fucking Vettel, right?
Yes.
Vettel, you know,
Vettel,
yeah. But yeah, no, we don't have like a dope ass gym. We have like the one that's like pretty fucking nice. It's a locally owned one. But it's not like fucking like these ones in LA and shit, like not even close.
Fresno, we got GB3 and that fucker got big ass. I don't know if you ever seen the brand. It's really called Big Ass Fan and they're big. I mean, I don't even want to give you a fake number, but they're huge. And like all the fucking bikes are synced into the 95 million screens they got everywhere. Like you can watch cable over there for you know what I'm saying? And it's dope. They have a co-ed sauna. It's dope. They got a fucking Olympic size swimming pool heated. Over here in Lompoc, we got Planet Fitness.
Yeah. We got a couple of those bad boys here too.
We got Pure Fitness where you got to sit on like three laps if you want to get seven people in the sauna.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think we only have like one or two gyms that actually have a sauna here.
Really?
Yeah. We have the one I told you, the locally owned one. And then we have like one or two other ones, maybe. I know because I was looking one time. I was like, gyms in Yuma with a sauna. Like literally like fucking one gym came up and then like one that's like a gym slash fucking spa or some shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm fucking, I don't know. I think a good gym's important. You want the amenities. I mean, it's not that much difference. You know, one might be $40 or $50 instead of 25. But if you got the sauna and you got pools and you got all that stuff, I mean, you're going to get more motivated. Because I will say this about Planet Fitness. Half the time, I'll go in there just to get a massage on one of the massage beds. And then I end up working out because I'm there. You know what I mean?
What? How do you feel about working out at a gym where there's just a bunch of buff motherfuckers, like going to like Gold's Gym in Venice or something? Are you intimidated? Are you there? Do you give a fuck?
No, I don't give two fucks. I'm there to handle my business. I ain't got no problem with nobody, but I'm also not a punk. They stay in their lane and do their fucking muscle man shit. I do my cardio.
Hey, and do your muscle man shit.
Hey, and this ties into a conversation. I have to agree with Spot. Spot was saying about Rich and the fucking burning calories that if you do 15 incline at like 3.5 on the treadmill, dude, it burns a lot of calories if you do that.
Yeah. Fuck like
it does. You literally do. So I'm just there to do that. I'm not there to fucking get yoked and fucking pop veins. That's not my deal. I'm trying to, you know, get some wind and go sit in the sauna. I'm trying to just maintain a healthy weight, you know?
Yeah.
I lift shit all day at work. So, I mean, I'm not going to get buff doing it, but my arms are definitely toned because I do it because I lift boxes. That's just, they're not heavy, but I lift a shitload of them. You know what I mean?
You're a boxer? Did you just say you're a boxer? Are you a professional boxer?
I'm a brindle. Yeah, I could be, bro.
Nah, Doug, I was actually, today I was just looking, I was like, fuck, I used to do a lot, like when I used to lift back in the day, like I wasn't like Arnold and shit, but when I did lift a lot more, I'll say, than I do now, but I used to love shrugging and for your traps, right? Right. And Doug, today I was at work and I was in the restroom and I was looking, I was like, if I fucking get back into lifting, I'm like, my fucking traps will look dope. I had a moment today, Doug, where I was looking in the mirror and I was sitting there, like my chest is all like, I was standing up all straight. And I was like, Doug, I'm fucking sexy. So I was like looking at it and shit. And I really did have that thought today where I was like, fuck, dog, I want to start lifting again. And so it's funny that you're talking about the gym, because it wasn't even because of them. I was just like literally in the mirror looking. Mm-hmm. And then somebody at work was like, damn, she was like, you look extra tall today. And I was like, yeah, I fucking knew I looked good as fuck, you know? but yeah, but anyway, Doug, fucking.
Yeah.
I made a decision out here. Out here in the Santa Maria, if you Google it, they're tri-tip. They're on that tri-tip. You guys fuck with tri-tip over there?
Nah, we have it, but I don't know if we fuck with it, you know?
You don't ever barbecue tri-tip?
I've never have on my own, no.
That's our brisket. Like for California, we fuck, you know, Texas got the brisket. We rock tri-tip. That's just
briskets and gravy or what?
No, we rock tri-tip. And out here, they, you know, rumor has it, it started in Santa Maria. So they got all the Santa Maria style seasonings. They got all the steakhouses out here, and all the steakhouses cook that shit over red oak. So I found me a little Santa Maria barbecue at, I don't know if you ever seen them, but they're like basically a pit. And then it has the winch where the grate just raises and lowers.
Yeah.
So that I'm gonna get me one. I'm all in, man. I have my little Smokey Joe out there. I've been putting, they got red oak barbecue firewood like you would charcoals, but it's red oak. So I've already been fucking around and using that, but I'm gonna go get me a grill. I gotta say, man, if you move somewhere, like if I moved to Yuma, whatever you guys all did in Yuma that made Yuma Yuma, I would have to adapt and start to like some of those things. Or to my opinion, if you don't adapt like that and start taking on some of the things of the area where you're at, you're just never going to fit in and you're never going to feel like home. So you got to take on some of it. And I already like to cook and I already get down barbecuing. So you know what? I'm going to try to do it their way and see what happens.
Doug, I wish I had like 3 more days in the fucking weekend, because I have so much shit I want to do, like in my backyard and shit. And it just reminds me, I'm like, I have a fucked up grill that I need to fix. And I'm like, I want it, Doug. Earlier I had this thought. I'm like, I'm going to build a fucking shed. I'm like, I already have a shed. And I'm going to organize that shed. I'm going to build some shelves in there. And I'm like,
fast or what?
In my mind, dog, I was going to do all this shit tomorrow.
Yeah, like you got a team and shit.
Well, Doug, and then fucking tomorrow I have to go to work in the morning for some shit that I fucking got told about at fucking 5:50. They're like, hey, fucking, remember that shit that you submitted? They're like, it's not the right shit. I need some other shit. And I was like, well, I'm on my way to go get my fucking kid or whatever, right? Yes. And they looked at me like, where the fuck are you going? Your work's not done. And I was like, I'll be back in the morning. Fuck. So I'll be at work in the morning. And then Kennedy has her orientation and shit for school tomorrow. Uh-huh. So I'm like, fuck, man, I already have like a bunch of shit I got to do. But I was like, I want to build a shed. I want to clean my backyard. I'm going to overhaul my house. I'm going to build all kinds of storage for my daughter's room. And, you know,
how much Adderall you got?
Dog, I wish I had fucking Adderall. I'm tired as fuck, Doug. But in my mind, shit. Doug, like around 3:30 today, I was already planning my weekend, what I was going to fucking do. Yeah. And after I thought about it, I'm like, man, I only have 3 days in my weekend and Friday is already taken up. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to get all this shit done in Saturday and Sunday. I don't know, Doug.
I'm going to issue you a challenge right now.
What's up?
I think we need to do 200 in person.
200? That sounds kind of close, Doug. We're already at like 95.
I know it. We got to figure it out. We'll meet in the middle or something, even if it's just a little half day shot.
What is that? 5-6 weeks?
We got to show the people how important they are to us. And I had another thought too.
What's up?
So they were at the fight and they were talking about how cloudy it was and everyone was burning.
Yeah.
How dope would it be to not only be there in that scene for that fight? And, you know, if you got to kick it with Covino Rich, even better. But even if you were just at the fight, that would be dope, right? And everyone's smoking weed around you, and it's the atmosphere. And what if you could burn one of Big Steve's joints?
I mean,
be at that fight and light up one of them. I want to smoke one of those things. I don't know why.
I don't know if you do. They've been fucking sitting there for 30 years, 40 years.
When you were a kid and you got old packs of baseball cards, you never chewed the gum? I did. Tops always had gum. It would be like 93 and I open a pack from 83 and I'd chew the gum.
Doug, well, I'm not opposed to, I mean, I told you, me and my buddy, we smoked ficus. We were trying to see if you get high off of fucking a ficus tree and almost fucking died. I mean, you know, so I mean, We were like, hey, we're going to be the first ones to discover this shit. I bet nobody's tried this shit. What if we just came on like some fucking peyote type shit or something that nobody's ever known before? And all we did, Doug, was get fucking sick. So
you ever roll a hooter out of a page out of the Bible?
No, dog. I ain't trying to go to hell.
Anyways, but no, I was just thinking about that. I was like, hey, yo. Think if you had one of those.
Doug, there's a song that Lil Wayne has called fucking Misunderstood. And at the beginning, he's like, dropping ashes on the Bible. That's one of the first lyrics. And I'm like, oh, shit. I love that song. Yeah, well, Misunderstood.
Yuck mouth. What's he say? Got my hand on my Bible and my rifle.
Oh, fuck. What did I do?
I don't know. What'd you do?
I don't know, Doug. Yeah, Yuck. Doug, the only song I ever heard from Yuck Mouth is fucking Stallions.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, he's a legend.
Let me see.
Legend. He's like the Stone Cold Steve Austin of Oakland.
Oh, for real? He's bald and walks around in chonies?
Yeah. Well, you probably see his chonies when he walks around.
Doug, right here.
Baby, you understand me now.
This is the fucking jam right here, dog.
If sometimes
listen to this for a little bit.
See that I'm mad. Don't you know no one alive can always be an extra soul? Misunderstood ain't gotta be explained, but you don't understand me, so let me explain. Stood in the heat, the flame, the snow, please slow down, hurricane.
Dog, this song was the fucking shit in like 08.
He had hair like wool, like rain.
Wayne.
Dropping ashes in the Bible. I shake.
Oh, there you go. Dropping ashes in the Bible. But yeah. Man. But yeah,
another one. What about Rich? Made a good point. I got to give this is the show of giving people their props.
This is the giving back episode, dog. Give him back.
Anyways, he said that who you're with plays a huge role in how much you enjoy what you're watching.
I agree to some extent, but okay. not like fucking. Not like I'm going to go watch the Barbie movie, say I hate it, and then go back and watch the Barbie movie again.
No, I'm with you on that. Yeah, he's exaggerating a little bit.
But you know what, though? But I do think there's some influence. I just think that Rich is influenced to the millionth degree, because think about it, and the shows he watches, right? He's going to watch whatever Netflix tells him is the top 10, right? Okay. The music he listens to is going to be whatever fucking the radio tells him is the good music, right? Whatever movies he watches. He went to watch Barbie by himself because, hey, this shit's going to be a fucking banger. He's going to go watch it, right? So, Doug, yeah. I think everybody's influenced to some extent. Like, I just talked about this full episode one. I said was weak as fuck. Luis told me it was dope. Kavino was talking it up. You said it's cool. I'm like, these are three people that I really admire their fucking opinions, right? I give your guys' opinion some fucking, it holds some weight.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Because I want to interject. If me and you were there and we had already had two or three Coronas before it started and we're watching it together and maybe you're not, we got tuned in or not. You don't think that shit's going to be funny? Because here's the thing. I promise to God that when I'm getting loaded, or back in the day, you know, we would do other things or whatnot and watch Beavis and Butthead. When I'm with my buddy, that shit was four or five times more funny. It was still funny and cool when I was chiefed at home by myself, but it's not. I think you feed off of that laughter, especially if you guys are all fucked up. If he's rolling, you're rolling. Now we're rolling. Like, I don't know. And if you're not with someone that you share that energy with, it's not going to be the same shit.
No, 100%. And I watched this shit by myself, but see, the thing where I'm kind of like, I didn't dig it. And I don't know. It could have been where I was. I was fucking tired. I don't know what it was, but I didn't dig it as much as I dig the rest of the season. But I can't even say that it was because I watched it by myself, because fucking my lady don't like that shit, you know? So I watch it by myself regardless. But going back, I think I'm going to go back and watch it. And we'll see how I feel. Doug, I could watch that whole season all over again. I fucking loved it. I fucking love that show.
No, me too.
In general.
I just think watch that it all over again.
That fucking show is so good, dog. That show is so good.
Augustina going to be here on Sunday to come help me out. And yeah, I'm going to watch the whole thing again. You watch.
Dog, you know what I think is, like, I'm like, I could do without, but fucking Luis gave me a reminder earlier.
What's that?
I could do without all of the fucking dick humor. To me, that shit's like a little like, yeah. I don't know.
I agree with you on that.
But when I was talking to Luis earlier, he was like, dog, he's like, think about it. He's like, you got to think about what you're coming into. It's the fucking lowest hanging fruit humor that you're going to have. And so it's just fucking there to be silly and a good time. And I was like, yeah, you're right. But I couldn't fucking, like, to me, it's unnecessary. Like, to, oh, with his big chorizo. Oh, and then, like, in that one episode, they had that big ass, like, sculpture of a fucking dick. Like, you know, like,
too much. I didn't like the sculptures before they, like, lost the building. There was like seven of them outside.
Well, before, like in the beginning, like on the first episode or two, where he kept saying it was a phallic, a flaccid dick.
I don't know.
You know, when he kept saying it was flaccid, I thought that was funny, and him cleaning it off and shit was funny. But it always, like, when it was going back to Chris from Sopranos, it kept going back to his big old chorizo and shit. I was like, it's a little unnecessary. But then I go back to where Luis is like, it's just fucking stupid, and you just got to enjoy it for what it is. I'm like, yeah, that's true. But that's my only fucking criticism about the show,
right?
Is they could do a little less dick humor.
Yeah,
you know,
with that. I agree 100%.
So,
hey, yeah. And I got a tip of the day, bro. I had a friend of the show, won't say who they are, but they're going through a little divorce. And I guess their old lady, whatever, there's another dude or whatnot. And I don't know, man. So I got to tell him to keep his head up. I'm not going to say his name, but I got a little quote for everyone to remember. Just remember the puseta, no matter what you do to it, right? Good or bad. You get married, you don't get married. Tell me one dude you know that got the pink slip.
Can I take a guess? I'm going to guess five people. You don't have to tell me if I'm right. You could just say if they were in.
Tell me one guy first. Who ever got the pink slip?
What do you mean?
Get the pink
in
slip.
Life?
No, for the coochie. It ain't all the way yours. You don't get a pink slip. That motherfucker's never yours. So,
oh yeah.
The coochie don't come, the pee don't come with a pink slip. I'm just saying.
I'm trying to think of, I'm like, okay, there's Tib Dog, there's Columbo, there's Fishy or Goldie or whatever the fuck his name is. Miguel. I don't think Sam's married. He's like 20. And fucking Red Johnson. I think that's all your friends I know of.
So, no, you got there's some more friends out there. I get some other shots out, but I'm not gonna throw any wrench out there. Just words of the day. No matter what, it's never yours. All right. Just enjoy it while it's there. It don't come with a pink slip. If you do the right shit, hopefully it'll be there forever.
And just a tip to anybody that's listening that I know, it ain't somebody I know. I'll tell you that much. Because I know, is it? Dog, why you push it out there like that? I swear to God, it's not somebody I know. So if anybody is listening and they're going through some shit, it's not you he's talking about if you know me on a personal basis. That's all I'm saying. All right. Motherfucker be trying to fucking push shit in people's head that don't belong there.
Hey, I didn't say Daniel said.
Well, I'm just saying, dog, I'm thinking of people that I know that are going through shit. Uh-huh. And I'm like, man, they're probably
people going through that too.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, they're probably thinking, he put fucking Tolkakui shit and fucking monkey goes, it ain't me.
Me neither.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, man, people are gonna listen to this and be like, that motherfucker is a big ass mouth.
See, the difference is dudes want the pink slip. I don't want the pink slip. I'm good. Let's just enjoy our company while it's good. And the longer you can do that with no pressure, I'm good.
I think you have a very and I admire it, but I think there's a very you know what it reminds me of? When fucking Julio and Luis were fighting because fucking Luis is all down in the dumps and shit, and Julio's like, hey, it's a fucking it was Julio that was down, and which one of them, the other one was talking shit.
It was Luis.
Was he? Oh yeah, he was the one that was like, everything reminds. He's like, everything reminds me of her. And then Julio was talking shit to him.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the thing is, you got to do the best you can. You can't worry about that shit. You can't own nothing. No one wants to feel owned. No one wants to feel like they want to feel respected and taken care of and appreciated. And, you know, depending on the relationship, loved, but that's all you can do. You just
depending on the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people don't want your love. They just want your pito. That's all.
Or it's your money. Funny.
Or whatever else you got going on.
There's a chick I know that just shared something on a fucking social media. It was like, sometimes you don't even miss him. He just misses a dick. And
you know what? I kind of feel better about that.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you feel the same way, that's what they call a win-win.
Yeah, right? You're like, I don't miss her. I don't miss her bullshit. But I miss that ass, you know?
Right. It's all right.
Hey, you know what?
I won't tell nobody.
The thing is, you're like, hey. You're like, I know I'm a good dude. I know I'm fucking G. But when they miss my fucking shit more than they miss me, then I know I'm fucking laying it down, right? So that's fucking dope, too.
I'm not a plumber, but I lay pipe.
Yeah, you know? And I'm not a fucking plumber, but I'll bring the monkey wrench every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, I don't build houses, but I bring some wood.
You know? I don't fucking, you know, I don't own a toilet company, but I drop the shit. Yeah.
Hey, I don't work for the sanitation company, but I'll drive her dump truck.
Oh yeah, dog. I don't own a fucking a pipe cleaner, but I own a pipe.
I don't own a VW bug, but I'll play with her headlights.
Fucking stupid. Dog, mine made zero sense whatsoever. Yours were all on point, so I'll give you that. Fuck it. I try to keep up.
Hey.
Oh, fuck. Somebody made me fucking laugh this week. They were like, what was gayer, Spots Weekend or Rich going to watch the Barbie movie by himself?
Yeah, that's the kind of corny, Rich. I mean, it's the show of giving back, so I won't get too much into it. But I was taken back by that a little bit.
I won, dog.
Hey, and then after that, he proceeded, not in the same show, but within the same week, telling people, how do you know you don't like a pinky unless you try? You don't know.
Oh, I thought that was a funny ass conversation, Doug.
Because no,
yeah, he was like, "Well, how do you know you don't like it?" He's like, "I, you know what? You're right. I don't know, but I can assume."
Right. Yeah,
it reminds me of Chris Rock, where he's like, "I will never hit a woman." He was like, "But I shake the hell out of her." You know, like it's just like fuck.
OJ, you shouldn't have did it, but I understand.
But I understand. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but let's use another example. Like, you're right. I'll never know what it's like to jump out of a fucking airplane either. And I don't want to know. You're right. I'll never know because I'm not going to do it. I forgot exactly the verbiage Covino used, but let me just insert that here with skydiving.
Well, think about it. Just like Spot said, getting a dude in his butt feels like he's taking a shit. Then I know how it is.
Oh shit.
Okay. All right. We won't say let's leave it at that. Okay. I did. As soon as I heard Kukui talking and being like, you know, like secretive and vague, I was like, fuck, man. This motherfucker is gonna be like, this dude don't shut the fuck up. I'm like, I swear to God, I haven't been a chismoso since high school. Kick back for real. You got my word. You my homie.
Oh, that's great. That wasn't it. No, I can vouch for him. That wasn't it.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny as fuck.
Maybe later.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, you know what? I wanted to talk because I completely missed this and we only have 9 more minutes. We completely missed this was Kevin Smith movies. They were talking about Clerks and Mallrat or some shit, Rat House or the fuck. Is Jay and Silent Bob? Did you watch any of that shit?
I watched a few of them.
We have 9 minutes.
I wasn't all fucking hardcore about it like everybody else was. But
I never watched any of that shit. I missed it all.
Well, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, that shit was funny as fuck. Clerks and Mallrats, yeah, they're cool too. It's a different kind of humor, but I mean they're not boring. They're cool.
Yeah.
He's all right. You can check it out. It'd be worth a watch if you were interested.
Yeah. No, I might, because they played a clip of Clerks, and my buddy John that I went to high school with Dog, when we were in high school, he used to fucking sweat fucking Clerks. And I was always like, okay, cool. Like, I remember when they were coming out with Clerks 2, he was like, oh shit, they're going to have Clerks 2. And I was like, I don't even know what the fuck Clerks 1 is about, you know?
But you know, he likes them.
The fucking clips that they played though were funny as fuck. So I was like,
Jay and Silent Bob are funny. Like the Mallrat thing, like it, I didn't like, I mean, I can't say I didn't like it. I wasn't, Mallrats was cool and Clerks was cool, but to me, the Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, that shit was funny as shit. So Doug, if you were asking me what to watch, I would tell you to go watch that one.
Okay. Give me a five, you know, word or less description of Mallrats, because all I'm picturing is like the movie Mouse Hunt or Ratatouille.
No, they all work in the mall, I think is what it is, bro. They all work.
They work
at the fucking mall. It's like the, it's like a movie about their daily bullshit at the mall.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Yeah. No, like one of the movies I watched way too late. One of the movies I watched way too late was fucking Swingers, right? I watched that shit like a fucking
Ray J and Kim K.
I watched a decade later and I liked it, but that was because my homie fucking Johnny was into all that shit. So like I was watching fucking all that shit that like were cult classics and shit. Yeah, but I miss that Kevin Smith fucking era and shit. So
I would do, I'm telling you, if it was me, I would watch because he'd already made a couple of movies. Obviously, Mallrats and Clerks were like their first ones, so they're classics, and they are, but like he started to get it tuned in like say Silent Jay and or Silent Bob and Jay Strike Back. That shit was great, bro. That shit was great. What about Influence?
Doug, did you say Silent Jay and Bob?
Yeah, I did.
See, I love it.
You're just talking about being intimidated to speak Spanish. Now you're trying to scare me out of speaking English.
What's left, dog? What's okay. left? Sorry, no, sorry. Dog, it's funny because I always fuck up shit in English.
I'm gonna start telling and you then, mom, so, Macau.
I'll look over to somebody and I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just learning the language Macau. Because they know I don't fucking speak any other language. So the Jake Paul dog, did you see it?
No, but I know he's going to have to get his ass whooped tomorrow because Nate Diaz.
Dog, that shit was good as fuck. I thought it was really
unless
good.
Unless Nate's paid off. And that Nate's a Stockton cat. I mean, I know he's got a lot of pride, but dude, he gets like 50 million. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Dog, I love Nate. When I made an appearance on the Theo Von podcast, he fucking called me Nick Diaz when he saw my video submission. I love the Diaz brothers, but I think Jake Paul's going to fucking probably knock him out.
You think so?
I don't know if he's going to knock him out because, dog, I've seen Nate take some fucking beatings.
That's why I asked that.
Where I'm like, so I don't know if he's necessarily going to knock him out, but I think Jake's going to win. And I hate to say that, dog.
I can't say he doesn't have a chance. I love Nate Diaz.
And
I'm not saying he doesn't have a chance because Jake has proven himself to be a boxer. I'll give him that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think he does got that dog in him. I don't think he's a quitter, but Nate got that doggy dog in him. I mean, he got that. Row, row, row.
Yeah. I've been watching. Do you watch any of Nate Diaz's YouTube channel?
No.
Yeah. Well, Nate Diaz, his fucking channel is so dope. He's been putting these like vlogs and shit, right? About training and shit.
Okay.
And like he went to go like do some jiu-jitsu or something. And he was like, oh, yeah, y'all must have forgot I'm a boxer now and all this shit. You know, like he's always with his little shit. I fucking love Nate Diaz, dog. I think he'd be a cool ass fucking hang. He looks like a cool dude, sure. but I'm just
big tree.
Yeah, he does. But I'm just dog, I don't know. I'm either way.
You're
I'm right. excited you to watch me. This.
I'm excited to watch it, too. I think I got to give the slight edge to Nate. But you reminded me how good of a fighter Jake Paul has become, and he's yoked. He was looking yoked.
Doug, well, when the dude that he went into business with and when he started like getting into the boxing and shit, the dude was like, I think he was like, he had something to do with the UFC back in the day. And he was telling him, he was like, Jake, he's like, you know, we could go into this together. He's like, you're a marketing fucking genius. I know all the back end of like the boxing and fighting world or whatever. He was like, together, we could fucking do this thing. He's like, but if you're gonna do it, you can't be a fucking YouTuber. You can't be a fucking, you know, musical artist and shit. Cause he would put out rap songs and dances and shit. He's like, if you're going to do this shit, you fucking do it. And that's when Jake committed 100%.
Isn't it on ESPN Plus? It is, right?
What?
The fight's on ESPN, I think.
I don't know. Either way, I'm going to stream it. So I don't give a fuck. I don't care if they're playing on fucking on Disney Channel. I'm just
you and that guy from fucking Floribama Shore, Kodai.
Yeah, me and him. Well, dog, fucking when I watched the Dustin Poirier fucking Justin Gaethje fight, dog, I think there were so many people streaming that,
bro. They had fucking Crawford, bro. That started right after Crawford. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, dog, I had a fucking migraine. I started watching the fights earlier in the night. Well, first, my lady calls me and she's like, hey, you need to go fix this shit at the gym. And I need it done by tomorrow. And I was like, hey, I was going to sit my ass on the couch from 3 p.m. until fucking midnight watching fights. And dog, at this time, it was like 2:40. And I was like, fuck. So I went, I ended up getting started around 5 to actually watch the fights. I watched a couple of the prelims and of the UFC, got a fucking migraine, dog, closed my eyes for a few minutes, which ended up being like fucking hours. Woke up just in time to watch Gaethje and fucking Dustin Poirier. Didn't get to see any of the boxing fight.
Oh, that was that.
That's the right.
The knockout was mean from Gaethje. That was mean. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But Errol Spence got the dog shit beat out of him. I mean, he got his motherfucking ass whooped.
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm gonna call it for what it is. Every time he fucking it wasn't like crazy ass shots, but they were all clean. He would swing and Homo would hit him, and then just. Boom! He was cocking back on this motherfucker. Like he would hit him once, and he was like, "Whack!" And he would just, and again, not that they were all super power shots, because he wasn't really trying to give him the business like that. But he was making clean, flush contact, and you could just see him cocking back. Bow! Like he was in control, man. It was a thing.
You know what?
It was a masterpiece.
I agree with one of the things that Covino said. He was like, "This shit should have been way more competitive." Yes. And with it being as lopsided as it was, it's kind of a disservice to the sport because people are already talking about, oh, you know, it's a dying sport. Oh, boxing is fucking boring. Boxing is this, boxing is that. And then when you have this fight that was supposed to be the fight of the fucking decade, when it's that lopsided, you're like, fuck, man. Like, it sucks.
I don't know. I'm the opposite of that because, you know, they could have been hugging. I remember a lot of Floyd Mayweather fights where you're fucking pissed off that you watched that fight because all I did was hug and no one really got hit. So as a society, we always need something to bitch about, because if we go back to other times, you know what I mean? Like those couple of times that Julio Cesar Chavez didn't win, but they gave him the win. We always have something to bitch about. And
you know what?
You're right. One person showed up to fight and the other one showed up to get his ass beat, but it was still a boxing. It was a boxing clinic. He put on a clinic.
I think I got 2 points before we bounce, because I know we got to wrap it up. But one is, if they fight again, I feel like a lot of the hype is gone, because I feel like it's probably going to be same shit all over again. Being that he was that much better, I think it'll be part two will be the same shit. And number two is, I think if Jake Paul doesn't win this fight, his hype has gone down by like 85-90%, because his shit was, what was he, 6-0 before the Tommy Fury fight? And so you're like, okay, losing Tommy Fury, you're like, all right, he's a real boxer, you know, he this, that, all right, cool. Now you're like, but it still kind of came down a little bit, because now he's not undefeated anymore, right? Now he loses to Nate Diaz. Now it's like, well, fuck, why even watch this dude anymore, you know?
The clinic Terrence Crawford put on was like the Golden State Warriors with KD.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, yeah, it was bad. So real quick, Rich was talking influencers. I forgot exactly what it was all about, but I wrote it down that he was talking influencers. And recently, you know, there's Travis Scott, Saweetie with her meal. You have all these influencers now, Bad Bunny, you know, they have all these influencers getting these meals. Have you tried any of them? And if so, which one was your favorite?
I haven't. What I did.
No Cardi B meal at McDonald's.
No, I never tried any of that shit. One thing that I did try, though, because my wife came home with them, was some like Cardi B popcorn or some shit one day. Or I had two chains or some shit on the popcorn from like Circle K. Some shit like that I tried one time. But it goes to what they were saying, kind of, because she was like, oh, look it, I bought these shits because they're funny, you know, and threw them to me.
But they got the Travis Scott, you know, and all of those, the Cardi B's, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Munchie meal is fire. I think it's only up for a couple more days. That thing is fire.
I have had. That's the one I have had. Dang. The Snoop Dogg Munchie meal. That shit's dope. But shout out to Snoop.
Shout out Snoopy. Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop Doggy Dog and everybody that loves Snoop. So.
Yeah, Ben. All right, bro. I think we're over.
I think we're out after show, but later we will see you guys in episode number 196. Kikuyu, you have any shout outs or anything you want to give?
I'm going to let you give yours first. I actually do.
Cool. I got a Homer Camacho, Joey in Texas, Carl Reinhardt, fucking Funky Monkey, Luis, Ismael Chavez, Andrew Fournier, Will Morehouse, Takamichi Noku. That one's for all you WCW fans. That's about it, dog, that I got right now.
He's a little biatch.
All right.
Hey, all I got is this one. Are you ready?
Yeah, let me hear.
This is Alpha Mel with the after show, but later. Check in. I want to play.
He wants to play. We can. Now buckle up your seats and prepare for the journey. Let the music ease your soul. Grab a spliff and start burning. Shout out Alpha Mel. Relax with us and take a trip to the heavens and come and spend a day in the 757.